time is really wasted. There's no guarantee. Smile is in the making. You gotta fight the powers that be. Got so many voices.
Website so easy a kindergartner can do it. Testing Design is on a mission to get a piece of your mind. Concentric circles, putting up the nose, anyone can do it. So easy. And they're doing the cell job because it's important and help is connected, because they're going to be connecting everybody through the altered DNA, through the surveillance system. This is from their own website. This is going into the children. Our test swabs use easy-to-use, non-invasive brain ticklers. If you can pick your nose, you can take this test. So the long swab that was stuck into the back of the brain that everybody got all creepy about, well, now it's easy. You can take the test because it's real easy. That was all a setup for this. Each classroom combines its swabs into one tube. This is because they're going to do pool testing, and they're going to have groups. And then when one person tests positive in the group, they're not going to know which one. And they're going to have to take them away and put them in quarantine camps because homes can't handle 10, 12, 14 people. And I'm going to show you how that's going to happen in the video. All right. So if the result is positive, the schools can decide what's happening next. They're empowering the schools to decide for themselves, just like they've empowered the health commissioners here in every county, that they have more power than the mayor, more power than the sheriff, more power than the superintendent of schools to quarantine, to put masks on anybody, to close down schools, whatever. They have all the power. Now they're giving the schools the power. But if you don't play their game, they simply pull your funding and you can't do anything anymore and you have no more school. So you have to follow their protocol. This is how they get the schools, folks. All that knowledge in one test, everything we can know about your child is coming back to us because we're also taking DNA samples. Oh, by the way, Bill Gates, Ginkgo Bioworks, going public, $15 billion, blank check company formed by MGM Movies, Harry Sloan, Freemason. The SPAC attracted institutional investors, ARK investors, $15 billion, triple its private valuation. They're paying triple the time of its private valuation, meaning there is huge upside leverage because they're going to be testing everybody with their parasitic worms. This is from Johns Hopkins University. I'm going to show you how Johns Hopkins is in partnership with Ginkgo Bioworks in a second here. But I wanted to show you what is on these tips. This is a picture of what is on the tips of these swabs going in.
Everyone is looking for the school to provide that community center and that community feel. This community felt more disjointed during COVID because you didn't have school to come to, because school wasn't the physical place that pulled everybody together. I think everyone was very cautious coming back. And the pool testing ramped up so that every Wednesday we know this is the process. We test the students and then we find out, is that pool positive or negative? The majority of our pods or pools come back negative, and you have this sense of relief of, okay, we're all in an okay place. We all can play. We can all do our things and relax for a second.
Even when we've had positive, because we know it's just that one group, I still feel safe. We know where they may have interacted or where it could have come from, and we just immediately act on it.
So that was from the local school here in a very rural town of a few hundred people, the slick video using a superintendent, principal, teachers to speak. But here's the confirmation. It says that now that they are told the country they're going to be doing in all the schools in the country, the next hurdle is getting the world better informed. Once a week, we're going to be testing you. It's more going to be like every single day. So the Rand Corporation and the Rockefeller Corporation are behind this to spend between $15 and $30 million to do the pooled testing. And why are they going to do pooled testing? Because that is the agenda being foisted on the schools right now.
And that's what we should be doing in school systems, not doing what is expected, but innovate to educate and make sure these kids aren't losing even more time. It's just a no-brainer.
So that was a slick video put together going to the rural schools. We only have a few hundred students at best, and they're already making these slick videos using superintendents and principals and teachers. So who is Ginkgo Bioworks? Well, they hope to be a household name in the next 5 months. They're a publicly traded company founded in 2009, shareholders not disclosed. Their symbol is DNA. What do? They started in 2009 by MIT scientists. The company calls itself the Organism Company because it designs and prints DNA, the building blocks that support all living things. And look who the backers are, Harry Sloan at MGM Studios, and Bill Gates putting in $15 billion. Ginkgo is going to be lots of fun, they're saying. The promise of synthetic biology, this is from Forbes, talking about Ginkgo, synthetic biologists. See whether the new era of programming cells with as much ease as we program computers, changing the way we create just about everything, including therapeutics, fuel, and humans. Ginkgo, Scott Gottlieb. Who is Scott Gottlieb? Why is he speaking at the Ginkgo Ferment 2021? Well, Scott Gottlieb was a former FDA commissioner who had his career working in the government and private investment companies. He's also a former FDA commissioner, and he's also on the board of Pfizer, conflict of interest. And he has the same last name, though I haven't made the connection, between Sidney Gottlieb, who ran the CIA torture program at McGill University up in Montreal. And by the way, Congress, judicial branch, White House staff, CDC employees, FDA, U.S. Postal Service, National Aid, Pfizer, and Moderna employees, they don't have to get shot. Nope, they're exempt, including the FDA goes to Moderna, the FDA goes to Pfizer, the FDA goes to Johnson & Johnson. And by the way, Congress is making buku bank while they own the stocks of the companies they're regulating, forcing mass injections and also requiring injections or requiring proof of injections before you can enter any buildings. And they're making a mockery of us. 2022, we're worried about our butts being wiped. 2021, we're worried about oil. And now it's test. And this is what's coming up next. The N95 masks are being shipped, half a billion of them. And then they're going to have the chip, and then they're going to have the wearable mask, which is going to detect whether you've got a variant, and then the chip will be on you. But they're allowing children to get vaccinated without parents' consent. House Bill, Senate Bill 866 in California. Now they're going to change it where Scott Wiener the dick, allows 12 and up to consent to have vaccinations without, regardless of parents' beliefs or approval. You think that's not going to happen? Watch this.
Certificates first, please.
Of course. Here you go. My parents haven't let me get vaccinated yet.
I mean, you're over 14. You don't actually need to get their permission.
I don't.
Want to go do it now? Go on a backstay?
That sounds fun.
Cool. Let's go.
Hi, darling. Ready for your vaccine today?
Yeah.
Can I just see your mom?
See, that wasn't too bad, was it?
No, thank you.
By the way, in the waiting room, if you have any issues, here you go. Make sure you don't stay next to my
We know we have a routine down. We're all going to get tested. We're all going to feel great and safe for the coming week. What harm does it do if it's going to let everybody know that they're safe and can interact with each other?
The response from parents has been overwhelmingly positive. Do we have your permission? Absolutely, yes. And there were notes on those permission slips. Thank you for keeping my child safe. Thank you for doing this program. Thank you for doing this for our community. The parents saw, this protects my kid, and I'm going to do it.
All right, so what are they putting in the test kits? It's a delivery system. What are they delivering? Nanobot chips in every vax and every test kit. This is from Johns Hopkins, the Thera Gripper, which I showed before, going up the nose of the children, going up the nose of the children every day, every week, every year, forever. What's in the chips? What do the chips look like? This is from Inside the Industry, was sent to me.
And I will tell you, it will be on land, it will be on sea, it will be in air. We will have a proper tracking system. Approximately half of new illegal immigrants came on temporary visas and then never ever left. Why should they? Nobody's telling them to leave. Stay as long as you want. We'll take care of it. We will finally complete the biometric entry exit visa tracking system, which we need desperately.
More now of our special coverage here tonight, life in the U.S. in 10 years' time. By that time, there may be all kinds of new ways to safeguard and identify all those things that make each of us unique, our faces, even our fingerprints, even our eyes. Here now with more on the future of technology, NBC's Tom Costello.
The year is 2017. You're rushed to a hospital, unconscious with no ID or medical history, but thanks to a microchip under your skin, it's all there. Science fiction 20 years ago, but a biometric reality today.
The technology is based on answering one simple question. Am I who I say I am?
And these are the nanobot chips that are being put into all of the vaccines and the testing. And they're quite, these are down to 80 nanometers, which is, you take a width of a hair and just take that times 80,000 times to see how the size of these things. And you can see the dermal of the skin behind it. And then let me show you this one. This is how they inoculate it. This is just one of the ways. And you can see the little, they're called Theragrippers. This is from Johns Hopkins, star-shaped microdevices that latch onto the intestinal mucosa and release drugs into the body. So that is that. So, you know. And that's going in every vaccine and every swab test that sticks it up your nose or sticks it in your mouth. That Alex Jones, when he was cutting his teeth, getting started, and I'm sure supported by the Stratford Group and the rest of the Ford Foundation that supports the InfoWars, but he interviewed a hero. This guy, Aaron Russo, produced the movies Trading Places and The Rose. He also was running for governor of Nevada and made friends with Nicholas Rockefeller and got some inside information. So let's hear what he had to say about what the future was going to hold for us.
And the whole agenda is to create a one world government where everybody has an RFID chip implanted in them. All money is to be in those chips, right? There'll be no more cash. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish. And all money will be in your chips. And so instead of having cash, anytime you have money in your chip, they can take out whatever they want to take out whenever they want to. If they say you owe us this much money in taxes, they just deduct it out of your chip digitally.
Total control.
And if you're like me or you, and you're protesting what they're doing, they can just turn off your chip. And you have nothing. You can't buy food. You can't do anything. It's total control of the people.
And that chip's connected to a database that has your purchasing records, what you do, what
everything. Everything is in there. you know? And so they want a one world government controlled by them, everybody being chipped, all your money in those chips, and they control the chips, and they control people, and you become a slave, you become a serf to these people. That's their goal, that's their intentions.
Eric, can you be specific about when...
You've talked about the COVID crisis mm-hmm. as a watershed moment in terms of surveillance, data surveillance, and mm-hmm. so on. Explain to us your fears, your concerns about this, and how we can deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And if this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian machines, but even in democracies. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin. Because really, we haven't seen anything yet. I think.
So this is the game, is to use the chips to connect to the cloud, and the cloud in cyberspace, machine learning is the AI, the CDC, clinic database, testing, every single day, watch the movie Songbird. This is the plan, but what's in the test kits? What are they sticking up our children's nose?
And I have something here I believe is very important to share with you. Especially for this community, those of us who have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, those of us that understand that we're in spiritual warfare in these times right now. Occultists around the world understand the power of symbols and designs, and they realize they're not only for conveying psychological concepts, but actually meant to coerce mysterious and potent supernaturalism that's been invited to take up residence there. This belief is deeply preserved in all of the Babylonian, Egyptian, Greek, and Roman symbolism that's part of occult and Masonic history. And according to famous Freemason Foster Bailey, these symbols intentionally hide, quote, a secret which veils mysterious forces. These energies, when released, can have a potent effect, unquote. Scottish philosopher Thomas Carlyle once famously added, quote, by symbols, accordingly, is man guided and commanded, made happy, made wretched, unquote. Masons in particular, as a result, are under oath never to reveal the true meaning of their symbols, and when somehow they are compelled to offer an explanation, they'll falsify this statement, even to lower degree Masons, as explained by Sovereign Grand Commander Albert Pike in the Masonic Handbook, Morals and Dogma. Masonry, like all the religions, all the mysteries, hermetic and alchemy, conceals its secrets from all, except for the adepts and the sages, or the elect, and uses false explanations and misinterpretations of its symbols to mislead those who deserve only to be misled, to conceal the truth, which it calls light, from them, and to draw them away from it. What you're looking at is footage from the 2012 opening ceremony to the London Olympic Games. Over the last year or so, many people took notice of this ceremony because it seems to mirror our reality as it is right now in 2021. We have the dancing nurses, we have the children, of course the pyramids are all around the stadium as well. This is a ritual in public. And then we have this right here. Now, of course, this was Voldemort. That was the official story, as this was Voldemort from Harry Potter. But you never believe the official story. There's always things happening just under the surface, such as the case with this 2012 Olympic opening ceremony. We're living in the end times, and we're witnessing a part of Satan's end game. I mean, right now, they're putting poison into children. They're forcing poison into children, and it will get worse. So it's interesting to reflect back on the 2012 Olympic opening ceremony. I myself have been making videos for years about these public Illuminati rituals, if you will, these satanic rituals For many years, I've been making videos showing examples of these satanic rituals that take place in public all the time, and typically in really big events. Events that are going to draw a lot of attention and a lot of eyes. Sporting events, the Olympics, of course, Super Bowls. Also awards shows, just to name a few of the places where they'll do these public rituals. 2012 was no different. Look what's happening right now in 2021. They are forcing a poison into the people. And right now, they're actually shifting their attention towards the children, the little ones. So naturally, over the last year or so, once people started drawing these conclusions, all of these mainstream fake news sources started coming out to debunk the story. Now, of course, they're really not debunking anything. These people aren't looking through spiritual eyes. Or perhaps they are. Some of these people may belong to the enemy. And then others just don't have the eyes to see. They don't understand. They don't get it. They see only what's on the surface. So if you had any doubts that the 2012 Olympic ceremony was an actual ritual, this next footage I'm going to show you should really hammer in the point for you. It's really hard to deny, especially understanding what's going on right now in these days in 2021 with this poison. So as I mentioned to you earlier, they'll perform these rituals in public in front of lots and lots of eyes. So pay attention here. This is the Barcelona 1992 Olympic Games opening ceremony. And we'll see this ship right here, and it's actually floating on a sea of cells. Now look at what they're bringing into this sea of cells. A virus. Cells. Mankind, or a ship of fools, on this sea of cells. And there's the virus. But wait, it gets crazier. Mankind ready to fight in a battle. Now take a look at this. Look at this killer cell right here. You'll get a better picture of it here in a moment, but it's made of dead humans. Now watch this. If you had any doubt that this wasn't a public ritual, and that everything took place right here in 1992 is taking place right now in 2021. There's the virus, there's the Hydra, there's the black Hydra, the dark matter Hydra, that they are currently injecting into people, millions of people all around the world, with that black Hydra, that black goo, and these Hydra creatures. There's the people, all dead people.
Dr. Carrie Madej says that she's personally examined multiple vials of the vaccines that are being forced into people's arms, and she says that she was horrified by what she saw.
Okay, so first of all, it was in July that a local lab in Georgia said they wanted me to examine contents of a vial that they had just received. This vial was fresh. It had already been used to be injected into at least one patient. because it was the end of the day, they were going to discard it. So they were able to get the vial. And this particular vial was Moderna. Object or organism, I'm not sure what to call it, that had tentacles coming from it. And it was able to lift itself up off of the cover, off of the glass slide.
It was alive? Like the thing was alive?
It appeared to have be self-aware or be able to grow or move in space. I mean, all I can tell you is this is not something they taught us in medical school.
The enemy.
In an hour and a half, I can test my whole school population. That is an effective use of time. That's an effective use of science. And that's what we should be doing in school systems, not doing what is expected, but innovate to educate and make sure these kids aren't losing even more time. It's just a no-brainer.
Again, so this is the Theragripper, what they're talking about, that has the vulgar hydra vulgaris in it, and they're using called the Theragripper. Look it up yourself, Johns Hopkins. They have the swab with the nanochips on there. And also, Executive John Hopkins said this: we've been working to develop small drug carriers that can autonomously latch into the organ and keep the drug load inside the GI tract for a desired duration of time. Time released over weeks, months, and years. And who's Johns Hopkins' favorite poster boy? Yeah, Fauci. What does it mean? Sickle. What is sickle? Father Time, death. So Ginkgo Bioworks' digital genome engineering platform continue accelerating its genome editing throughput and their DNA cutting-edge integrating technology. And here's on the board, Nikita Hamida, connecting Ginkgo Bioworks with Johns Hopkins University. So who is this lady? Well, she's a biomedical engineer that used public health research at Johns Hopkins and analytical roles at the White House. There's your connection between going into the schools and your homes and your test kits. Oh, and what about Austin Che, founded Ginkgo Bioworks, MIT and Ginkgo Bioworks? And who else is he affiliated with? Stanford University. See how it's all connected? They're all connected. And Synthetic Bios, Berkeley Lightworks and the Synthetic Bio Company. And the Slick Company, the website, it's just put out. Look at the dates on this. This is all very recent publications. This is just being rolled out now. So the Ginkgo says the tests do not give individual results like our pool test and do not require FDA authorization. So these PCR tests they're using don't work, according to Dr. Kerry Mullis, PhD, the creator of the PhD test. He's been screaming about this until he was suicided a year after he made the statement. So Ginkgo Bio, what is it? It's an antioxidant to slow down changes in the brain. It's been around for a long time to slow memory in the brain, dealing with memory problems, and they're doing it through CRISPR technology, which I'm not going to get into right now, but it's editing of the genes to insert the artificial AI of which they want. And in the event of biosecurity alerts, our customer success team will engage in discussion with customers to remedy the situation. It's another affiliate of Ginkgo Bio. So this is out in public now. This came out the other day. Research developed wearable clip that detects COVID-19 exposures. See, a clip and then an implant. You know, they're hiding that the implants are going on. And you don't think this is the mark of the beast? This is the implant going on in everybody? This is on a Fox News the other day, December 21st. Implantable microchip could replace the way we carry vaccine passports. So take a look at this. This is from the January 2021, the shadowy CIA data firm behind the creation of digital vaccine passports, Microsoft, Oracle, Vaccination Credential Initiative and Partnership, describes itself as the Alliance of Private and Public Partnership, PPEs, private-public enterprises. They're joining the government and private enterprise for a digital identity, common platform wallets be created. They'll call participating organizations to commit to implementing, testing, and refining the smart health cards. And on those smart health cards will include your person's name, gender, birth date, phone number, email address, vaccination status. Developers hope that these cards will eventually become universal. Well, they're already doing it. It's in Florida, Mississippi, Utah, and Texas, digital driver's license, health records, vaccine records, financial records, credit reports, credit scores, travel account, taxes paid, spending, sex offender status, licenses, dietary preferences, what? Background checks, yada, yada. This is coming up. You don't believe me? Look what's coming up next. And they're going to sell it as the Luciferous Quantum Dot.
Don't test, you don't know. And we want to keep, you know, COVID out of schools, but we also want kids in school. We know that children need to be in school. And so how do we do that the safest way possible? And this pool testing has been a really great way to be able to keep kids in school in a safe way. I'm just really grateful that this pool testing exists in our schools. I do think it has been a really incredible model. And I think our collaboration has been integral to very low levels of COVID-19 in the community.
And that's what we should be doing in school systems, not doing what is expected, but innovate to educate and make sure these kids aren't losing even more time. It's just a no-brainer.